G'day everybody, my name is Elliot Waters and you're listening to the Dysregulated Podcast. As always, thank you for tuning in. Alright, so today's episode, this is a pretty important one. So this is all about my plan to taper off and withdraw and wean from some of these medications that I'm on. Now, as you'll hear very soon, I have no plan. Once again, Elliot's done it again. In true Elliot Waters form, I've come up with this great idea and I've got no plan of how it's going to come about, but I've already thrown myself headfirst into it. And by the time I've realized what's going on, I've already realized some of the mistakes that I've made, one being not making a plan. So just before I get into the, well, I'm going to make the plan on the fly here, so we'll work it out together. But first off, let's have a look at the medications that I'm on though. So clomipramine, tricyclic antidepressant, quetiapine, antipsychotic, lamotrigine, mood stabilizer, pregabalin, I guess social anxiety dissipator, it's a good word, modafinil, poor man's dexamphetamine stimulant, what else there, propranolol, beta blocker, clonidine, heart medication, but also good for ADHD medication. And Viagra, have I forgotten anything? Probably, I probably should have written a list down, but that would have involved doing some sort of planning. And I don't do that. So I want to wean off some of these medications for a few reasons. The main one that's really made me sort of stand up and decide to do this, there's a few reasons why I should do it, but this is the particular reason that has made me think, right, something's got to happen now. And that is my horrendous memory, my terrible short-term working memory. It's not just the short-term stuff either, though. Like, for example, Newcastle Knights supporter, as we know, and someone asked me yesterday, who was it that the Knights played the week before? Who we played? Did we win? What was the story? And I couldn't come up with who we played. I thought that we'd won because I was pretty sure we're up to two in a row, which we are. But I couldn't come up with who we played. It took ages of thinking and thinking. And eventually I got there, the Redcliffe Dolphins. But the important thing is, besides the fact that the Knights won and are winning at the moment, which is great for my mental health, the important thing is it took so long for me to bring to mind what I was trying to answer and be able to answer accurately. So my recollection, not so much recognition, but my recollection memory or form of memory, not good at all. And if I'm forgetting, you know, the fortunes of the Knights just from last week, that's a pretty bad sign that makes me pretty confident that something's going on. So anyway, so that sort of scared me, that spooked me, and it's the memory that has caused this to happen. So 3 days ago or something, I started tapering off, and the first medication that I've picked to taper off from is lamotrigine, because lamotrigine is quite well known for some memory deficit issues. Now, of course, like I said, there was no real plan, and there's not really even a plan now as I sit here. So the first medication that I'm going to taper off from is lamotrigine. At the same time, concurrently, I'm also weaning myself off nicotine. So the vapes are gone. The vapes are gone, partly because they're now super expensive, but also because they're super bad for my physical health. And to be honest, it doesn't really do that much for me anyway. So what's the point? But I tell you, it is proving so hard to get off the vapes. I'm on patches. I'm trying everything, chewing gum, man. And this is the interesting thing about the vapes, which is it's not like when I get on the nicotine replacement stuff, you know, patches, it doesn't really help often with a lot of my cravings. And that's because a lot of my cravings, they're psychologically based. Because think about it. Usually when I would have some of this vape stuff, when I would enjoy a vape, it's usually when I'm on a break at work or I've got home after work or first thing in the morning, you know, sort of relaxing sort of times. When I'm driving around, my great coping strategy, these are all relaxing sort of moments and moments of sort of chill and just, you know, being at peace with the world, I suppose. And it's this being at peace with the world that's created the problem, because I associate the vaping with having peace with the world. And it's not actually, there is an association there or a correlation, but one doesn't lead necessarily to the other. It's just that they tend to be paired together. So the vape is proving difficult psychologically to let go of, definitely. Not so much, I don't think, physical cravings. There's a little bit of that there too, but I don't think that is the major problem. The other thing that I'm concurrently weaning off at the same time as lamotrigine, or at least trying to get my intake under control, is caffeine, because I'm having way, way too much caffeine. Caffeine use disorder, I remember, is one of my ailments. Caffeine use disorder, and caffeine has not necessarily been my best friend over the years, because I'm always so tired. I'm going on about, oh, I'm so tired and I'm so anxious. Well, a big part of that could be because I'm abusing caffeine and it's burning me out and it's making me on edge. We all know that feeling, or those feelings. I'm not the only person that's sort of gone through this, but when you're having upwards of a gram of caffeine a day, so to put that into perspective, one energy drink has 160 milligrams of caffeine. So I'm talking some days, 1,000 milligrams of caffeine. That's a lot. It's a bit ridiculous. Pre-workout, scoops, multiple scoops of pre-workout, even though I'm not working out at the moment. You know, triple shot coffees, triple shot iced coffees, you know, the whole kit and caboodle. Now, very quickly, you might ask, well, why do you do that if it ruins or makes your anxiety, Elliot, so much worse? And the reason is because, well, one, I struggle to stay awake, but two, the caffeine boosts my mood. So if I'm in a low mood, independent of anxiety level, smashing the caffeine tends to raise that mood up a little bit. But the problem is, the catch-22 is that the anxiety goes up as well. And then that makes my mood go down a bit because, well, I'm not enjoying the day because I'm anxious. So often what I'll then do is have some more caffeine to boost that mood up. But then, of course, there's the catch-22 that the anxiety will increase as well. Anyway, you know where I'm going with this. I think I need to break that cycle because I don't think the caffeine is actually doing me much good. So it may be doing more harm than good. So, and of course, having caffeine late in the day, which I often do, combined with the stimulant modafinil, is not good for sleep, not good for sleep patterns, you know, all that sort of stuff, REM cycles, everything. It's not good for that. So, you know, caffeine probably has turned into a bit of a crutch that's also psychological, a bit like the vape. Funny, with me, there's lots psychologically going on, who would have thought, but it also makes sense because I also have caffeine, you know, when I'm sort of, I don't know, needing a boost when I'm doing some work or when I am on a break as well. So it's I've sort of associated working hard and getting the job done, but also the sort of relaxing, chilling out moments. I've sort of associated that with the caffeine use as well. So that needs to come a long way down. And I think a lot of my symptoms more generally will improve. So that's nicotine, that's caffeine. More to be said on these in future episodes. But as I said, the third one was lamotrigine. And lamotrigine I picked because of the memory thing, how it's implicated in memory deficits. And also, though, I think it's not doing that much. So lamotrigine was specifically requested by me. So another great, great decision by me. Although there was, or there is, research to suggest that maybe it would help with my OCD, anxiety, and sort of depression cluster. That's what I was going for. But anyway, I don't think it's moved the needle too much. But my memory seems to have gotten a lot worse over this time. So I'm thinking, righto, memory, got to fix that. Lamotrigine, probably the most implicated in that sort of story, along with pregabalin, Lyrica, which, funnily enough, will be the second medication I'm looking at titrating off. But also, I don't think it's really pulling its weight. So I think the lamotrigine is just getting lost amongst the noise of everything else. And if I grab it and take it out, you know, there might not be that much of a change baseline, but there might be improvements in other areas, which will then improve my baseline. So maybe it's doing more harm than good when you take into account side effects as well. So the cost-benefit sort of relationship, the costs could be higher than the benefit. Not 100% sure, but I'll tell you, we're going to find out. So just before I get into my plan that doesn't exist, It's interesting to note too, when tapering off medications, and this goes for all of them, all the psychoactive medications that I can think of, there tends to be, especially if you do it really quickly, the titrating down, there tends to be quite severe, well, not severe necessarily, but often there is, but pronounced rebound effects. So someone might start lowering their dose of an antidepressant and then their anxiety starts to peak, maybe not peak, but, you know, be elevated that little bit. And someone would be forgiven for thinking, hang on, my anxiety disorder is back. This is bad. I need to get back on this antidepressant. Well, no, it's not the anxiety disorder has returned. It is more the fact that the medication or lack of medication is causing these rebound effects, but it's not actually related to the anxiety disorder, even though it's presenting like that. It's actually related to the change in, you know, neurotransmitters, all that sort of stuff from potentially tapering too quickly. So that's two different things. A mental health disorder returning because of medication being taken away versus rebound effects from medication withdrawing, although they sound similar, two different things. So at the same time, I might withdraw from my antidepressant and all of a sudden my depression seems to get worse again. So again, could this be rebound effects or is this a reemergence of my depressive mood disorder? Now, how to determine that, generally speaking, is how long it lasts. So, you know, if it's like a few days to a week, depending on the medication, and then it clears up, you're pretty confident that's rebound effects. But if it's 4 weeks down the track, 6 weeks down the track, and that elevated level of depressive mood, so I guess not elevated, the opposite of that, what's that? Plummeting mood, the plummeting mood, that might be a bit extreme, but the lower mood, if it's sustained over a multi-week period, then you start to think, well, maybe the antidepressant was actually, you know, helping inflate my mood a little bit, and maybe it's a good idea if I don't go back, if I do, sorry, go back on it. So there you go. Clear as mud. Anyway, moving on. So the reason I've chosen lamotrigine is because of the memory stuff. So the second medication I'm going to be choosing, like I said, is pregabalin Lyrica, also because of the memory stuff. Other sort of side effects I'm getting at the moment, problems urinating, that's clomipramine for sure. Dry mouth, that could be multiple. You know, there's a few side effects going on that I think are attributed to different meds. But generally speaking, if said medication is putting a smile on my dial, then I don't mind so much. And I said that to my doctor at Maitland Private Hospital. I said, look, if I have to vomit every morning as part of taking X, you know, particular medication, but it's making me happy, bring it on. Let's do it. And that's pretty much how I feel about it at the moment. So it's that cost risk sort of cost benefit analysis sort of thing that I'm looking at. And I've got to see, is this medication making me happy, such a thin emotion, but let's just say it. Is this medication making me happy or is it causing more grief than the happiness it's supposedly providing? So there you go. So what's the plan? I don't really know. Starting with lamotrigine, pregabalin will be next. Probably keep going down the line until the side effects that I cannot sort of handle or don't want to handle, like memory problems, until they sort of fix themselves up, I guess I'm just going to have to keep going. And hey, who knows, maybe I'll get to the end of the road, which will be clomipramine. And then I'll be like, hey, I'm cured. No, I don't think I'll be cured. I'm resigned to the fact I'll probably be on at least an antidepressant until the end of my days, but that's okay. But being on 8 medications, though, you know, it's too much. It's too much. It's, I think it's 8. Is that what it is? I can't even count that high. And you've got to be thinking that there's some negative side effects coming. And who knows what's going on longer term? That's what really scares me. Like, it feels like I've got early onset dementia. And there's research to suggest some of these pretty powerful medications that I'm on can cause some longer term issues that maybe haven't developed yet, or at least I'm not perceiving them yet. But there's the potential that they are forming already. I don't want that. So I think as less or as least amount of medications I'm on, I think generally speaking, the better. And I'm just going to go one by one. The criteria is side effect profile versus benefit, how much I believe the benefit is versus the cost of the side effect, and that's how I'll go. But I started off really stupidly, so you know, you're meant to do this with a doctor to begin with. Do not do what I'm doing and do it without the guidance of a doctor. I will be getting the guidance of a doctor, but me being impulsive, I've already started the process on my own, which is a bit stupid, especially when I didn't even bother reading the tapering plans for lamotrigine. I just cold turkeyed it. 3 days, cold turkey. Then lo and behold, I started getting all these rebound effects. So now I've actually read the literature and I'm doing, you know, I'm doing the tapering plan for lamotrigine as recommended, but I need to do this in conjunction with a doctor to manage the potential side effects or the rebound effects that may be occurring. So part of the plan is to actually make a plan with my doctor, and I will do that, and I'll tell you all about what that plan is, because this is going to be, you know, there's not that many people out there that have attempted some sort of withdrawing from these amounts of medications, as well as the nicotine and the caffeine. Like, you know, this is pretty special. And I think if I can do this successfully, well, then this will be one of the biggest achievements of my life. So, and I don't think I'm overstating that, because my, not addiction to these medications, it's not addiction, but potential dependency could be so great that if I'm able to succeed in this, then I've done myself a huge, huge service. So we'll see. We'll see. Time will tell. But I have started off on the wrong foot as expected. This is what I usually do. My plan was to have no plan, just to jump straight into it and do the wrong thing and have to experience those effects. And now, you know, those rebound effects are making me think a little bit more about it and do it properly. So that's the go. But that's what's going on. So starting to taper off some of these medications, see how many I can taper off before my mental health plummets. And if that, and if my mental health doesn't plummet, well, then just get off them all. We'll see. It's going to take a long time. You know, the lamotrigine tapering plan that I've sort of set out for myself, which again, I do not recommend doing. Just, can I say that? Please, please talk to your doctor. Do not take my advice and do not follow my lead. Jeez, do as I say, not as I do. But you know, I'm looking at 4 weeks, so a month to get off the lamotrigine, all things going to plan. So this is going to be a multi-month sort of attempt, I'd say. This is going to go on for a while, and there could be some pretty difficult weeks. You know, there could be some really bad rebound effects. This could be very difficult. Pregabalin, Lyrica, I'm in particular worried about. I've withdrawn off it before in hospital, under the hospital setting, and that was torture, although we did it really, really quickly, but it was because I was in hospital. You can sort of do that when you're in hospital, but that was shocking. I've done an episode on that. I think it's called Withdrawals, if you want to hear all about it. So that one I'm a little bit concerned about. One good thing, though, this time is that there is no benzodiazepine, in my case, lorazepam, to withdraw from. I've withdrawn from lorazepam before, and it is it is hell. It is a nightmare, and I haven't done an episode on that period, which was a couple of years ago now, but that sort of, well, not sort of, that almost killed me. That was terrible. It was terrible, and the good thing is that sort of level of rebound effect of withdrawals shouldn't happen in this. And I'm willing to take a lot longer to do this than I have previously any other time I've decided to do this. So, you know, part of the plan, I guess, is to try and do this properly, although you wouldn't pick it with the way that I've started, but give myself plenty of time very soon under the guidance of a doctor and hopefully get rid of this brain fog that I've got and sharpen up a bit again and then get back stuck into it and, you know, kicking goals and not having to be dependent on so many medications, which bring with them so many side effects. All right, that's my plan. That isn't a plan, but there's a plan. And thank you for listening. I'll keep you updated all the way through. I'm starting to get brain zaps, so I'll talk about that soon if that's eventuates, which I think it's going to. So there's going to be some withdrawal effects, but I'll let you know how that goes and try and describe potentially in real time, how it feels to be going through this. All right, thank you, everybody, and I'll see you next time here on the Dysregulated Podcast.